Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good Friday morning to you. It's 8:41. We're looking at 69 degrees on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
Love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have the app, don't worry. Download it. Take us on the go. You'll be in the know.
We also want to welcome those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live.
We have Hospice and Community Care joining us here on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. There's an event that's taking place you want to put on your calendar next Thursday, September the 14th from 6 to 8. They're going to be premiering a short film called Sister, created by Meg Jenkins Locke, that focuses on grief. And we're excited to have Meg join us here.
Thank you.
As well as Kane Rowell, who is the Chief Growth Officer with Hospice and Community Care. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Kane, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about this series, this movie, Set the Table, and we'll let Meg continue it from there.
Yeah, so Meg so graciously has come to us and said, hey, I've got this great film and want to use this as a way to you know, grow support for hospice and community care and the grief support that we provide the community. And so I've seen the film. It is incredible. Meg's done a great job. And I'll let her kind of go into the details of the movie itself. But it's a wonderful story about love and loss. And we actually provided care for Meg's sister. And so we have this strong tie to her and her family, and we're so excited about the event. I think there's going to be a great turnout. We hope that people listening come out and enjoy the event. It's going to be a great time.
So it's Thursday, September 14th from 6 to 8 right there at Hospice and Community Care?
That's correct, yeah.
Is it free? Is there a cost?
No cost at all. Yep, it's free. We have some invitations. We have plenty of room, plenty of space for people that still would like to join. We'll have some food and some drinks for people as well. So, and there also will be a panel talk, and so some of the talent from the film will be there to discuss the film. And then we'll also have some people from Hospice and Community Care to discuss grief and support and the charity care that we provide.
Okay, well, Meg, let's now turn to you, my friend. So tell us a bit about this short film, Sister, that focuses on grief.
So it's not just a focus on grief. Okay. It really is about community and relationship, and it's a love story between sisters. And so I'm from Rock Hill. I grew up here. My sister, Mary Millette Jenkins Wood, was a elementary school counselor. We both were educated here. She graduated from Winthrop. She was one of the charter member classes in 80 Pi. She was phenomenal and probably the best person I've ever known, and was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, went into remission in 2016, was re-diagnosed with leukemia in 2019 caused by her former exposure to chemo and radiation for her breast cancer treatment, and died in July of 2021. And that's not the whole story. You know, I'm very nostalgic this morning. Beth Dominick was one of the catalyst people in 1983. She was our best friend who died of melanoma at age 21. Her father was the general manager of WRHI. So when I say, I have goosebumps. When I say that I've been in this place many times with Barry Dominick and hanging out with what were then called DJs back in the day. And we thought that was the coolest thing, and it's still so cool, and we really appreciate your time. But nostalgic because Rock Hill is home, and to be able to bring the South Carolina premiere of the short film. Beth's father was Barry Dominick. Beth died in 1983. There were a group of community leaders, my mother being one of those, Margaret Jenkins, Jack Leader, Bill Barron. I don't know the rest of all of their names, but a group of community people brought hospice, which is a grassroots movement across the nation, to York County, and that is Hospice Community Care today, which will celebrate 40 years in 2025. So not only was that a catalyst for me, but then my sister, my mother's involvement, my father's involvement. My daddy was Coach Bob Jenkins. Rick Sanford wrote a great post on Facebook about who he was and what he did, and he's giving in memory of that to hospice and has asked people to support that. Lots of impact. But the other part about this is the stories. I've always been a writer, and you asked how Sister came about. I was taking classes, and my history with hospice was I was writing a memoir called The Grief Sister, and it was about Beth and different people. And out of that, when Mary Millette got re-diagnosed in 2019, my mentor said, stop writing this. Do something different. And so I stopped, and many people that were listening knew my sister and know my family, and I'm honored that they know those memories of her. This is my story that I ended up writing in a screenplay class after she died, and the director, Shane Andries, said, I want to direct it. And Shane was original Blue Man Group. He's an actor, was the 10 years in New York on the original Blue Man Group, and his best friend is Billy Magnuson, who all of you will know ultimately. He's in the Venice Film Festival right now celebrating his film Coup and is doing Jake Gyllenhaal's film, the remake of Roadhouse. We are crossing our fingers that Billy's going to be able to come. We will know next week, but he is planning on being here. Shane will be here, so when Kane mentioned about the talent, they said they wanted to direct and do it. We acted in it. We featured the entire low country of Charleston. The whole film was filmed there. The first bar my sister and I ever went to was the Windjammer. Oh. And when I went in and asked them if we could film at the Windjammer, he said, absolutely. Mm. And all of this, as I raised the money, did the thing. I do think, Kane, you're right. The photography, our cinematographer did such a brilliant job. Shane is great as far as his directing, and Billy does a great job. I've never acted before. It's not something I planned on doing, but because it's a low-budget short film, you do what you need to do. And, like, the Windjammer gave us the space for free.
Wow.
You know, people gave the golf cart for free when they found out what we were doing. And we always planned on raising money for hospice and community care. That was always the goal. And I'm really proud about that because it's the only nonprofit hospice in York County. And so 40 years later, Beth died 40 years ago in July. My sister was in that same hospice. And on Thursday night, we're going to celebrate life, not just grief. We're going to celebrate life.
Oh, so well said and how beautiful.
Thank you.
What constitutes a short film? Like, what is it based just on the time?
It is.
The length of the movie? Okay.
And different people have different ways of doing that. Sure. So ours is under 15 minutes. That was sort of the goal. You want to be able, and we've submitted to festivals. So we'll be in the Foot Candle Festival September 19th in Hickory. We've been accepted to Mystic in Connecticut. Mm. We've applied for dozens of festivals throughout the nation. We're crossing our fingers to get in many of those, but those are beginning. Those acceptances are coming. We'll have 10 notices this month, so we'll know more. We've applied to Austin and you know, Sundance and Slam Dance and different ones, so we hope that. And then people have asked about seeing it. If they can't come on Thursday night, it will be released publicly, but after the festival season of 2023-2024.
Okay.
What do you hope people will get out of watching this film? Do you hope that they learn about your sister? Do you hope they learn about hospice? Like, what is the emotion you want folks to have once they get through watching this 15-minute film?
So I think Kane and I agree about this. I think I'm working with my grief, not through my grief. Mm. And I think we all work with our grief. And so this was how I worked through mine, was this inspiration. It is not a true story. It's inspired by the love story of my sister and me. But I hope there's two messages. One, that those we love never truly leave us. And I know that to be true. And that's the crux of the film, where the character says, you know, I can go back where we were, and I will have her there, and she will be with me always. And that's one of them. And then the second is, my sister always said, every day is a day. And so I want to work with my grief. And so right now, y'all don't know that I cried this morning thinking about that, or that coming here was really difficult to think about my daddy and my sister and my hometown and things that have happened. So the energy I bring and the way you experience me is really important. And so I want to be present for y'all. But every day is a day. Mm-hmm. And I think those are the two messages that I think are really important. And yes, I want you to support hospice. I'm going to ask. I am a development person at heart, and I want donations. And if you can't come, please give on any amount. And you can look on the website. They have a way to do that. Hospice Community Care is near and dear to me, was near and dear to my sister and my family. And yes, please support hospice, because they serve people when no one else can. And they don't refuse anyone ever for inability to pay. And so these fundraisers are really important. And more than that, I think giving in memory or in love for someone is just an important way to do that. And I'm really appreciative of this opportunity.
Gosh, well, you can see it for yourself Thursday, September the 14th, 6 to 8 at Hospice and Community Care. It's that gorgeous facility right off of India Hook Road. I'm excited. I'll be out there leading the discussion and kind of bringing guests through the evening. So I can't wait to see more and learn more about this. But kudos to you, Meg, for putting this together. People deal with grief in so many different ways. And no one way is correct. And to your point, it's what's therapeutic for you.
That's right.
And so the fact, though, that you can celebrate your sister's life and introduce her to folks who maybe didn't know her, and for 15 minutes feel like they can understand who she is more than just what her health elements were.
And I think that's the story, right? You never feel sorry for the characters in this. It's more about these two sisters working their way through.
Yeah.
Again, inspired but not biographical. Mm-hmm. And it was the way that I chose to do it. Mm-hmm. Everybody has their memories of Mary Millett, and I honor those.
That's so true. And then, Kane, kudos to you all again for hosting this event and putting this together and working hand in hand. This is just fantastic.
Yeah, we're super excited. And also, I do want to say she said that she's not like a professional actor. I couldn't tell. I thought she did a wonderful job. So
it was a very, you know, it's funny. At the end of the film, I really had promised myself I would be very vulnerable and very real, because I think that is what connects with people, is emotion and relationship. And I'd never acted before. And I remember at the end looking at Shane going, God, I was able to do some of that. I just don't understand. About an hour later, I looked at him. He's y'all's age. And I said, you know, Shane, it's because I'm sad. If you are able to be vulnerable and access your grief and be honest with yourself and then find resources like hospice community care to help you walk through it, I'm a firm believer in counseling. And I believe in talk therapy and working through things. I mean, my daughter is a clinical mental health counselor here in Rock Hill. I believe in therapy. I'm in therapy. Working through those and going to those resources and grief groups, those are ways to do that. So the acting was probably really me in a lot of ways.
Great.
Okay, see it for yourself. It's a short film called Sister, Thursday, September the 14th, 6 to 8 at Hospice and Community Care. Meg and Kane, thank you both very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.